In Mexico's capital, archaeologists have restored what they believe is the oldest post-colonial home in the city. From KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, Jorge Valencia brings us the story of one home and the people who live there.
The house is out here in the eastern part of downtown Mexico City, where it seems like there's something for sale on every single inch of concrete.
Toys, strollers lined up, bathing suits.
And it seems like there are dozens of people on every single corner.
This guy reading lottery numbers, I think, through a speaker.
This is chaotic, and it's at the heart of Mexico City. On a street named Manzanares, we've come to look at house number 25. It's one story, has been recently painted over, sits on a corner.
Florentino Canales Vargas.
And we're getting a tour from Florentino Canales Vargas. He has a tuft of gray hair and looks at the house through rectangle frame glasses.
Aquí nací un 2 de noviembre de 1938.
Canales says he was born here, in this house, November 2nd, 1938.
Entonces entramos?
Sí, cómo no.
He leads the way through the wooden double doors.
So we're walking in.
We walk onto a stone courtyard. It's calm, and 12 rooms lead from it. Canales remembers when he was a child and salesmen would come hawking their goods. He says one of them would sell candy for 1 cent. And would sing a song to every child who bought one.
Por ejemplo, si yo le compraba, tocaba en su guitarrita.
So the salesman had a guitar and he would sing this verse. And it's not going to rhyme when I translate it, but he would say, "Little Florentino came to buy a piece of candy, and he didn't buy the other day because he didn't have to pay." Something like that.
Canales says he also remembers the end of World War II. He was 7 years old.
He remembers people yelling, "The war has ended, the war has ended." People hugged each other. And so he hugged people too, but he wasn't entirely sure exactly why or what was happening.
Canales lived with his family in one room, as was the case for most other families here. The house was falling apart until the city took it over a few years ago.
Yo soy Loredana Montes.
Loredana Montes is the director of the Historic Downtown Mexico City Trust. She says the house has been recognized as the oldest in the city.
Que es la casa que se reconoce por el INAH como la casa más antigua que está en la Ciudad de México.
Or she says at least the oldest house built after Spain invaded the continent.
Hola, José Ignacio.
Jorge.
This is Ignacio Lanzagorta.
I'm an urban anthropologist.
And he studies the history of Mexico City.
Are you convinced that it is actually the oldest house in the city?
Well, actually, no.
Lanzagorta says he's skeptical because the house's architecture resembles that of newer homes. But he says it's still really old and says a lot about the city's history. Plus, it's literally in the middle of an effort to remove crime from the neighborhood. And the city wants to use it as a community center for children.
So if they have to say that it is the oldest house in the city to make it valuable, for me, it's okay. It go ahead.
This neighborhood, called La Merced, has a reputation for commerce, but also street robberies and sex trafficking. In fact, Lanzagorta says many middle and upper class families would never come here.
I hope that if you visit La Merced, you can actually feel safe. It's not that dangerous.
During our tour of the house on Manzanares 25, Canales, our tour guide who was born here, gets a phone call. The call is from Canales' son, who never lived here. As an adult, Canales had a career with a labor union a few hours from the city, which allowed him to buy a two-story home for him, his wife, and his son. But he says this house here is special.
Mis raíces. Yo no me puedo olvidar de mis raíces ni de algo que.
He says the meaning of the house is his roots. He says that you can never forget where you came from.
Jorge Valencia, KJZZ News, Mexico City.